It's the IMA Doctor Show. Dr. Mark Yohe is answering your questions here. He is with an IMA Healthcare at 1707 Gold Drive, just east of Doolittle's, imahealthcare.com, or you can call 280-2033. Mary is here. Dr. Yohe, you ready?
You bet.
All right, Mary, you're on KFGO with Dr. Mark Yohe. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I don't know what the proper name would be, but I get Charlie horses in my legs during the night, and they are so painful that I have to get up and walk them off. And I wonder what the cause of this might be.
Sometimes it can be as simple as an electrolyte abnormality. So often you need to see your doctor and they need to check your electrolytes and include a magnesium. So some people will benefit from taking a potassium or magnesium supplement. Others find that if they increase the potassium in their diets, that will help with leg cramps. So eating more bananas and spinach or green leafy vegetables will help. So it can be something as simple as that. Some people, it may be, underlying restless leg syndrome. And if it's, restless leg is where people have to feel the need, they got to move their legs constantly, or they've got these sensations in them that the movement seems to help, there's medication that can help with that.
Good
Thank
luck,
you
Mary.
For your answer.
You bet.
Thank you, Mary. We have open phone lines at 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. And you can email us too at studio@kfgo.com.
Earlier when I asked you about what's going around, you said a lot of people are coming in, perhaps just checking after getting tick bites and such as that. Have we had any adverse reaction around here, like that Lyme disease as a result of tick bites yet?
I've had to place a few people on antibiotics, partly because, the early stages of the disease, you may not catch the positive test if it was something real acute. So I haven't seen any tests that have come back positive, but it certainly may be possible. The other thing going around is a lot of allergies. It's allergy season seems to be bugging a lot of people.
Let's go to the phone here. Let's go to the waiting room. You are on KFGO. Joe, thank you for calling.
Hi. Hey, I have fluid or water buildup on my knee that just happened this weekend, and I noticed my left leg, my ankle is all swollen too. I'm wondering what it's from.
It's real hard to know in an acute phase like this. Sometimes it sounds like you've got an acute arthritis, whether it be inflammatory or infectious or something. It's hard to know initially. It depends on what your weekend was like. If you had been really active, it could be just a response to that. But it's hard to know without clinically seeing you.
Okay, yeah, it started actually Thursday. I spent a fair amount of the day kneeling.
Yeah, it certainly could be
and
related
that night,
to that.
I really complained of my knee hurting, and then the next day I've got it. Oh, it's the size of an egg. Water or whatever over my kneecap.
Yep, that's that. If it's over the kneecap, that could be bursitis or there's a inflammation that can occur over the patella, which they call nursemaid's knee. So it could just be a bursitis type, which is an inflammatory issue related to the kneeling. So
KFGO time 11:48. The IMA Doctor Show is on. The doctor is Mark Yohe. Laura, you're on with Dr. Yohe.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I have a parent that's in the late stages of dementia, and he's sleeping a lot. And I was just wondering if increased sleeping was a symptom of or a sign of dementia.
I don't think it's a sign of dementia, but I think you often see it correlated with, as the dementia process, progresses, you often find that they're sleeping more. They're not, cognitively with it as much. So I think it's something that coincides, whether there's, direct correlation or not. But it's certainly something we see a lot.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. Good luck on that. And to your mom. Lee, you have a question for Dr. Mark Yohe?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
What are the long-term effects of waking up to go to the bathroom? I'll wake up an hour after I go to bed, and then I'll wake up again in another hour, and then about 2 hours, and then about 2 hours.
Mm. Well, the long-term effects are basically you've got insomnia related to, you know, a physiologic condition. So you're not getting the rest that your body needs. So you're putting yourself at increased risk for, you know, some cardiovascular risk, increased blood pressure, and then overall general fatigue and not feeling well or feeling that you're rested during the day. So, you know, your condition is somewhat different than someone who has like a primary can't sleep problem. Yours is a physiologic response to having to urinate.
We have another segment with Dr. Mark Yohe on the I Am A Doctor show on KFGO. And if you want to contact IMA Healthcare, you can call 280-2013. They're at imahealthcare.com. We have time to take your calls on our house call segment on KFGO. It is the IMA Doctor Show with Dr. Mark Yohe. And Dr. Yohe, we have an email from a 39-year-old male, 58254. He's been dizzy and lightheaded a lot lately. What's going on?
There's several options that could be going on. One, you are concerned always with dizziness. Is it a cardiovascular issue? Could it be the heart? Could it be blood pressure? Also, allergies season is here, and that can lead to dizziness and some different symptoms that can be similar that could mimic cardiovascular as well. So it's hard to know without examining, but those are a couple of the options.
237, because 5'8 and 254, that sounds like a pretty healthy person.
So your mind certainly would jump to a cardiovascular issue.
237-5948 or 800-880-5346.
If you want to email us, we can take that. And I see someone is also calling in. I think we'll be able to get this. Is this Pat? All right, Pat, you're on with Dr. Mark Yohe. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yes, Dr. Yohe, I have arthritis in my fingers. I've had cortisone shots twice, and it did nothing.
The arthritis in the fingers, which joint is involved? Is it the, you know, furthest out? Or
it's the tip. The
tip, yeah. What you're likely having is what we call osteoarthritis, which is wear and tear arthritis. So, you know, cortisone is a treatment, you know, treating with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for pain and inflammation is an option. Often, you know, it's a difficult disease process given they're very small joints. They're hard to get pain improvement. And often over time, what will probably happen is the joint will kind of destroy itself and then just fuse, and then the pain will actually get better. Unfortunately, that period of time where that occurs, you'll have pain.
Thank you for your call. Thank you to our callers on the IMA Doctor Show. Dr. Mark Yohe, our guest today. And before you leave us, explain the whole person preventative specialized medical care at IMA.
Well, we focus on, you know, evaluating everything that involves the patient. So family history, you know, their underlying medical history, how is this going to evolve into how things are going to affect you and what is going to be your risk for developing things down the road. So we focus on preventive to specialized care involving diabetes and chronic disease management. So we can take a look and evaluate your overall health.
Let's go over some of the basics. IMA Healthcare, 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. 280-2033, imahealthcare.com, embracing the personal side of medicine. Dr. Yohe, good job today.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you, Dr. Yohe. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Our next show is July 15th. July 15th, that is our next IMA Healthcare show on the Jack and Sandy Show on KFGO.